You about ready? It's Tuesday, Eastern Time Zone, 9 p.m. Time for us to do it again, and you can be sure I'm about ready to present my stuff for you. From the beautiful downtown, stunning, exquisite, grand, and blissful basement of Bozo's Bar and Grill and Tonsil Wash Station, this is Marty Ford, your original American Idol. Though I can be like a shark and never stop moving or sleeping, especially when I am pumped, juiced, energized, and excited. Remember about excitement. Remember last week I got lit up. I was fired up. I was all over the place with the Pointer Sisters from their 2002 concert in front of 100,000 people and a 200-piece symphony orchestra. They were so excited. I'm still excited. That song's been in my head all week, and I couldn't wait to get here down in the studio of basement of Bozo's Bar and Grill in Tonsawa Station to get ready for the show. And like I said, I can be like a shark and never stop moving or sleeping. And we also had Nickelback last week with the kid from Santana, also with happy music, get you going music, get you feeling good, the blood is circulating, you don't need a little blue pill to rise to the occasion. The energy that's provided by the artists, the creative people, the ones who are like, the military makes allows us to do what we do and a little bit more, and what we like to do. Well, the artist allows us to escape into their world, which most of us, I can't get there in any form of art, but they allow me to visit the place where they live. And what's better than that? I can be them. I can be with them, creating beauty, joy, happiness, smiles, and wonder, and on a grand scale or a small scale, in a big stage or in a little one-room museum. So it's a wonderful thing, and I'm ready to bring you the fastest powerhouse hour of radio you will find here at bbsradio.com. And guess what? Everywhere else. There's nothing faster than this. The only thing faster than my show, though, as you know, I'm so slow I got to speed up to stop, is a monthly payment due at the bank. 30 days really goes quickly. When you owe, you owe, you owe, you owe as you go off to work. Hi-ho, hi-ho. Oops. I mean, for all of y'all, including me. Remember, all of y'all is plural of y'all. I'm here to enhance, enrich, enlighten, and empower your personal life and professional career. What you listen, learn, and laugh about here works anywhere you choose to use the valuable and worthy tools presented to you every week, 9 o'clock Eastern Time Zone, bbsradio.com, me, Marty Ford, your host. The name of the show is You About Ready. To hear my previous shows, please go to www.bbsradio.com/YouBoutReady. And give a listen to all the good stuff you may have missed. You can call me here at bbsradio.com, where the number is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. You can also send me an email at hamp73@gmail.com to tell me what you think. You want to vent, you want to discuss, whatever's on your mind, on the show or beyond the show. We can get there. We can go there together during the journey to your success. You can also download, if you have one of the modern Android or Apple devices. I wonder if Apple's products are all going to split 7-to-1 like their stock is. I don't know, man. It's going to be tempting to buy it because everybody wants to get in there and hopefully it'll go up, but who knows what they have in the pipeline. I'm not that smart. But there is an app at bbsradio.com for my show, You About Ready. So listen to some of the stuff from the past. You won't hear the same thing too often. Every once in a while, I repeat myself, like Pete and Repeat were sitting on a fence and Pete fell off. Who'd be left? Repeat. If Pete and Repeat were sitting on a fence and Pete fell off, who'd be left? Repeat. You get the idea? Sometimes we have to do that. This is the place where you will become empowered. Fight boredom. Think critically. Actually, boredom is the enemy of us all. Think critically and be a kid again, allowing yourself to get up, get out, and get going, and have fun. My goal is to have you achieve your goals. By the way, what did you accomplish last week? In fact, did you set a goal last week? Like we always try to emphasize, to achieve a goal, you have to set a goal that's achievable within your means right now. And as you progress in achievement, you enhance those goals and make them a bit more challenging. Because when you're challenged, you're going to perform to great success. So what did you do for yourself? Did you make a commitment to yourself? Hey, did you laugh? Ha, ha, ha. Did you laugh so hard? Can you remember laughing so hard? Nothing came out your mouth, was wide open, tears came out of your eyes, the stomach muscles hurt, and you can't remember what triggered that laugh. But you were laughing for a half an hour on the floor and rolling. And guess what? When you were done, you felt good. Because those endorphins were providing the spark to energize your life. So did you laugh last week? Did you make someone else's day in any way? Because making someone else feel good about themselves makes you feel good about yourself. What's better than that? Were you just a kid? Just a little bit. Were you a kid? Did you touch wet paint, even though there was a sign that says don't? Did you check yourself out walking past a mirror? You know, get caught and get a little embarrassed? That's okay. We all do it, right? Don't worry about that. We all do it. You're not alone. That's a big problem. We think we are alone in our world, but we are not. You'll be surprised to find out how many folks are in the same or similar life position as you. People with problems, issues, and concerns think, believe they are the only ones with those burdens and struggles. Here's the secret. You're not alone. It's a big club out there. Let others in. Put yourself out. Take a risk. Make yourself known and others will join you in recovery now that you share a common ground. Without a goal, there's no motivation to pursue. When you do not have a place to go when you get up in the morning, whether you are unemployed, retired, or just plain lazy, you have no destination and no purpose. You are running, going nowhere. When in truth, we all like to be running, but to somewhere, a destination, though we might not know where that somewhere is. Somewhere needs to be defined, and you have the power of that definition. Remember, someone named you many years ago or whenever you were born, the power of definition. Give it to yourself for success. I'm falling apart here. We always like to start the show and include some critical thinking, right? Because when you're thinking, you're doing. Your mind is active. Worst thing in the world, you know, one of the worst words out there is retirement. People retire and they sit around and just do nothing to stimulate their body and their mind. They're just waiting for the next meal or waiting for the next check to come in. Hopefully they have that and the meal as well. But you have to keep active. You have to keep the mind active. Not by watching the rectangular brainwashing box or screen, no matter what you use, you know, tablet, pad, notebook, TV, phone, computer. You don't need that. You need to get out amongst people. You need to assimilate into society like we once used to do. Everything today is antisocial. Right? Social media, social networking, social everything. It's asocial. It's almost a social disease for which there is no penicillin. So we want to think critically. Last week's Brain Buster was, how do you go 5 days without sleep? Sounds like it's pretty tough. No, it's not that tough. You know why? You sleep at night. Often the answers are right in front of us. The simplicity of critical thinking is always right there. You don't have to look beyond anything in your world. Answers and opportunities are in your backyard. They're in your home. They're in your soul. Let them out and pursue them. Challenge yourself to be successful, and you will. This week's Brain Buster is, in what battle did Napoleon die? In what battle did Napoleon die? Answer next week. Tune in, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Tuesdays, bbsradio.com. This week's tidbit of useless information. The only bird that can fly backwards is a hummingbird. And that brings back memories, you know, like the head jockeys will say, well, what happened when you were a kid? Well, I remember I had a teacher or two. They must have teamed up in the teacher's lounge to rag on me a little bit, because I was a good kid. I just wasn't very smart because I couldn't read that well. I had that reading concern, and there wasn't any kind of special education back then, so I just sat there, well-behaved, respectful, and managed to get through the struggle of high school. But a couple of my teachers told me that if a bird had my brains, the bird would fly backwards, right? I never could hum or carry a tune like the hummingbird because I have a deviated septum, right? In fact, in school, when graduation came from sixth grade to seventh grade, we had to sing songs. And my teacher, sixth grade teacher, was a lady who was in charge of the music. And she was playing the piano and we were singing. And she stood up and said, something sounds awful. Is that my Martin back there? Yes, ma'am, it is. Well, try not singing on the next turn. So I tried not singing, and she stood up and said, now, that sounds fine, right? And in front of everybody says, come graduation Friday night, don't sing, just mouth the words. I said, okay, what did I know? Sixth grade, how old are you there, 12? So I went home, and my family, we were having dinner, and they said, how's getting ready for graduation? I told them the story. Well, my parents said, you sing, boy. And so, wow, being an obedient son, right, proper respect for your parents, teachers too, but families first, right? Because you live with them, teachers, you're not going to see most of the time after you leave them. So come graduation, I sang. sounded, I couldn't hear it. No one complained. But as soon as I opened my mouth to sing, my teacher stood up at the piano, gave me the evil eye and the look of death. And I stayed away from her after graduation was over, never to see her again. Listen to your family. They know best what's best for you because they've been through it themselves. Chances are, right? Remember, if you're a parent and you're setting a model, being a role model, and you're smoking, drinking, drugging, being rude, crude, and socially unacceptable, guess what? Your kids are going to do that too. Just like they're finding out the kids, where are they getting their liquor? From the parents' cabinet. Where are they getting their cigarettes? From the parents' pocketbook. Where are they getting their drugs? From the pill bottle in the medicine cabinet. Not a mystery, right? Provide a positive, healthy, constructive role modeling for your children, and they will be fine, and they will make the right decision. No one ever went wrong doing the right thing. Some pun fun. 3 weeks ago is when this segment begun, or as it began. Do good things for yourself and not become an also-ran. PMS jokes are just not funny. Period. Venison for dinner? Oh, dear. Oh, terrible. The cliche. Now, cliches are the modern-day curse words. Some like fashion and hair styles and even music. Because I tell you, I'm listening to some of the music. I got another one I found from the Woodstock concert up there in 69. When I was out of the country in the military, and I didn't go there. I didn't know much about it. We weren't informed or didn't really matter to us. We were focused somewhere else. Remember, the protesters are usually right. Just look at any country where the bullies are running it and the people are suffering and struggling and being exterminated by bully leaders who are angry because of whatever manhood they're lacking, and they exterminate people, which is horrible. But Woodstock, I found Soul Sacrifice by Santana. And I'll tell you, I watched that, and then I watched the new one, recently one, where he's with Chad Kroeger from Nickelback, and there must be 50 years in between. Santana looks the same, and he plays with the same passion, the same love. You can feel it, his heart the coming through in the screen as you're listening to it. So I found that. So good things get recycled. Some of the bad things come back, too. Hopefully, shag haircuts and bell-bottom pants or flares won't come back too soon, although I am not a fashion one. But cliches, some of them get recycled, but they're just today's modern-day curse words. We're so lazy. We're so non-caring. We don't care what comes out of our mouth. That's why profanity is such rampant all over the place. And kids in middle school, maybe even younger, I don't know any elementary school kids, hopefully they're not been broken into the language decay out there, but I'm hearing it all over. And now they've even abbreviated with text messaging and all, so you don't have to really curse. You just say WTF or similar things like that. Anyway, this week's cliche, irregardless. How many times have you heard bright, educated, certified, credentialed, intelligent people say irregardless? It's not a word, folks. Right? Regardless. Regardless of the fact, blah, 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 blah. It's not irregardless. It's a double negative. So be careful how you use that. And listen. Part of communication, effective communication, right, is listening. You got two ears and one mouth. You should talk twice as much as you speak. And also, you should listen to yourself because you will tell yourself the truth eventually because living a lie is horrible. Nothing worse than that. So the other cliche that's sort of making a comeback, but it's been replaced by a more modern-day cliche, one of my most dreaded ones, the old one that's throwback to the 60s, dude, is awesome. Totally awesome, like a far out awesome. I'm hearing awesome, not so much with the meta message that was given, like totally or far out, the added words to the word awesome, but I'm hearing that more and more, making a comeback. It'll be mainstream pretty soon, and it'll replace what replaced it, which was, of course, our most hated one, amazing. Everything's amazing. Right, tying your shoelaces is amazing. Sharpening a pencil, it's amazing. Get rid of that. That is awful. Find some other words. Roger must have a million, not a million. They must have several. And maybe Webster, who's got a word for everything, might kick in some too. So do some research and get off the fact that we are constantly using cliches, which impede our productivity in critical thinking to come up with something more appropriate for the situation, whatever it might be, and get away from the profanity. Even though, like everyone else, I'm subject to doing that too because I am human. I'm not a saint. There's nothing special about me. But you have to do things under control, because when you're in control, you win. Just ask a pitcher who can't find home plate. When he doesn't have his control, or softball players, girls don't have their control pitching, they're out. They're taking a shower. They're watching the game from the dugout wearing civilian clothes. My passion is to make you aware, so you don't go through life with a blank stare, squinting only in the sun's glare, living life with your own flair. Prepare to meet the challenges, which are frequent, more than just rare. Where your truth lies and rests, never settling for second best, separating from you from all the rest, unique, confident, and strong, finding your place face to face with you. That's where you belong. Outside and more importantly, inside, you are strong. See, that was nice. Didn't take too long. Believe in you. That'll do. Much more aware than Liza in the sterile cuckoo. And one of the things I mentioned in there was confidence, right? And I understand confidence very well. When I'm running up and down playing basketball or soccer, sometimes something comes over. I just want the ball. And I never look or call for the ball. But every once in a while, I get in a mood or in a zone. And I say, I want the ball. And I'll make a shot. Other times when I'm backing away or playing on my heels instead of my toes, I'm not fully engaged. Could be because of age and being tired and overheated and so forth later in the game. I don't look for that so much, but I still try to do the little things that that help the team win. Because it's the little things in life. Take care of the little things in life. For those in recovery or struggling with it or knowing somebody who's in it, do the little things. Wash your toilet. Don't go to bed with the dishes in the sink. Clean it up. Take out the trash. Mop the floor. Get the jelly stains off the coffee table and the coffee stains too. Right? Throw away the old. Let in the new and the fresh. Revitalize your spirit and the world with where you live. Right? Clean the shower. It's got scum all over it. And get those little things that you turn into mints and put them out on the top of your TV in a candy dish. Where do they come from? Gobs of droplets of toothpaste that fall off in a clump and dry up in your sink, and then you scrape them off and put them in as mints. Maybe they're light blue or green or multicolored. No, that's not how you do it, right? Get rid of all those negative things. Pick up the little things. Go for pennies if you see one outside. If you want dollars, you got to get the pennies. You'll jump on a $20 bill, so why not go after a penny? Hey, it might be a Wheatie. Might be a 1909 SVDB. Van Buren, I think, was the guy's name. I'm not sure. I can't remember, right? And I never remember anything I forget. And, of course, I never forget anything I remember. But we did have a coin collection. We were kids as paper boys. And I do remember the 1922D penny, the 55D penny. I think the 55 also had a double die cast on it. The mistakes that the mint makes, those coins are valuable. So be on the hunt. You know, you don't have to go out digging like on TV with all these shows that are rigged and fixed and just entertaining of some kind. I don't know if you call it entertaining. Go out and do it yourself. You know, I want to get one of those things that you walk along the beach. It's a metal detector. I want to do that just for the heck of it and go in the wilderness and maybe find something. Maybe I'll find some Indian cucumber root or some sassafras and have some root beer. But they're not metallic, so they won't show up. So you can accomplish things. But it all starts with you. And the first thing you want to do is the confidence. We talked about that. You have to believe in yourself. You must believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself and trust yourself and like yourself and respect yourself, the world around you will follow in that way. If you flip it, if you give half your energy to positive living, positive lifestyle, that you give to negativity, man, you'll be so successful. You won't know how to handle it. It'll be overwhelming. You'll have to back off a little bit and say, whoa, let me slow down a little bit. This is coming too soon, too fast. But you never get enough. Once it tastes that honey, you're not going back to the pink, yellow, and blue little packets of fake stuff. That sweet taste of honey is a motivator. If you're having problems with your speech, talk in front of a mirror. You know, you don't have to record your voice. Listen to yourself. Most of us don't like the sound of our own voice, and I'm one of them. You know, I got a six-part deviated septum. Nose has been broken six times. It looks like an interstate highway traveling through the city, not across the country where it's straight. And so I'm always stuffed up, got a stuffed up nose. One side is blocked. The other side is blocked. Who knows? And I don't like the sound of my voice, even though I can hear myself talking now. But I do have headphones on to make it a little quiet. So stand in front of a mirror. Learn to like the way you sound. That's good. Look into your eyes in the mirror and like the person you see when you're brushing your teeth. not making candy mints with the toothpaste, combing your hair or shaving if you're doing that, washing your face, like you see. And don't worry about how other people see you, because if you see yourself the way you want to appear to the world, to yourself, that will suffice, and others will see that confidence radiate from you. It'll just be flowing out of you like an aura. Woo, an aura. We're not into that stuff, folks. Don't go there. And know your strengths and work on them to enhance them. And a weakness is only a weakness. It's like losing. A loss is only a loss if you don't learn from it and make changes and improvements to make it a victory. So a weakness stays weak unless you address it. If your leg is weak and you continue to do the same things that got it weak, then it's going to stay weak. But if you do things to make it strong, it will once again regain its strength. You will feel good about yourself. Your confidence will rise. Your self-esteem will rise. And there goes the whole cycle of success off to a great start. And you have the power of definition. You have the power to make all these things happen for you. And you want to, you would like to power up yourself to solutions. You don't want to run, because when you're running, you're going nowhere. If you're running to go somewhere, a destination, that's good. But a lot of times we're running from our own situation, our problems, our concerns, our issues, and we're not confident enough to address them. And we're not lucky enough or smart enough or energized enough to go do something about it, to seek out those who could provide assistance for us. So do good things for yourself, and you will feel good about yourself all the time. Now, before we get started and go further into this insanity, which drives me crazy sometimes, and besides both of them, they're just a state of mind, and keeps it from going crazy anyway. So insanity is a little good. There was a brain buster, a critical thinking line we did months ago that went, what gets wetter and wet the more it dries? And the answer, of course, is a towel. But I can prove you wrong. Just as I can prove that you cannot buy the W and Y from Vanna on Wheel of Fortune. Because they're not vowels, even though you might have learned that 40 years ago in school. The Y and W sometimes are vowels. I don't know what a rule is if you have exceptions, like I before E and all that stuff. But you can't buy it from Vanna, so therefore it's not a vowel, right? My wife went out and bought new towels, right? Towels that have vowels. I was a Temple owl. Oh, my goodness. And they're lush and they're plush. And they're 100% combed cotton, and they have thousands of fibers and strands, and they look great, and they feel soft, and they're comfortable. And I went to use it, and I looked at it, and knowing from the past, I said, boy, I am going to dry off this towel, and that towel is going to get a little moist, and I'm going to stay wet. They need to be washed multiple times, right, before they actually absorb the moisture coming off your body. So when I got home from ball tonight, hot, humid, I'll go into that in a minute, I took the shower and I knew I'd have to cool down before I put on clothes afterwards to come in the beautiful downtown basement of Bozo's Bar and Grill and Tonsawa Station, presentable to bring you tonight's show. And I stayed wet. Nothing's worse than coming out of a shower that you go into wet and sweaty. Now you're coming out and you're cool and sweaty and a non-absorbent towel. So I don't know why they make towels like that that don't really dry you right away. You'll grow into it. It's like when you buy sneakers when you're a kid. You're a size 6, but your family buys you a size 7. You'll grow into it. Well, you know, I don't want to wait. I need to be dry now. I'd like to be dry now, right? So I get wetter and wetter the more I try to dry. No need to cry. I'm seeking towel truth. But like many things in life, I'm told a lie. They will not dry right away. I know. Wash it, wash it, wash it. Eventually, it will dry. Hey, I heard a good one the other day. I got to pass this on to you. And, you know, I don't know what you call it, stealing or borrowing or whatever. But I saw it was something. It was a young girl was talking to somebody, and the guy said, do you know who I am? Oh, I think it was somebody at the airport, one of the flight, not the flight attendants, but the people at the ticket counter. Do you know who I am? And so the young girl got on the microphone and said, excuse me, everyone. Does anyone know this man? He seems to have forgotten who he is. I don't know who he is. And if he doesn't have proper ID, we can't service him. So that was a good use of language, the ambiguity of language, and the fact that someone is smart enough to understand how to use the language to their benefit. Take a maybe potentially confrontational situation and quell the storm. Put someone in their place, almost embarrass them, and make them look and feel like the fool they are. Do you know who I am? I don't really care who you are, nor do I want to know who you are. And if you don't know who you are, why bother me with your problems? Go find somebody else. So I thought that was pretty good. Someone came out. Well, we played ball tonight, and as I said, it was hot, sticky, humid. Oh, the joy of sweat, which can be better with your partner. However, I have found, at my age, making a pass with a basketball, making a pass, getting a rebound, helping my team win, scoring a basket or a soccer goal, both of which I have done, is just as fulfilling, rewarding, and brain chemically spirit lifting as the end result of mutual pleasurable, loving pollination. So it's as good. Making that, boy, when I make a pass or I set someone up for a shot, it's as good. I'm not embarrassed. I've told my wife this and she's open to that. But it's wonderful because you're contributing, just as you're contributing to the love of the love in your life. It's wonderful. Funny thing about last Sunday at soccer, and too, there too, it was hot, humid, muggy, the field was wet, and the little bugs and gnats or whatever they are, they're flying all over the place, droves of them, or a lot of them. We didn't drive them away, they weren't driven away, but there was a drove of them. I don't understand the language. Although we did learn Russian last week, right? Gorochki, Fondorki, Backdorki, pretty cool. Maybe we have some other language to learn tonight as well. But the bugs are flying everywhere. And they're landing in your mouth, your nose, your ears, and our eyes, and very annoying. And they're not too tasty, but they're filled with protein, so I'm told. I don't know. And the guys were tired. It was the end, coming to the end of another 90-minute session. We usually play about an hour and a half, take a little few minutes for a glass of water. Those three famous words were yelled out by one of the guys who wanted to get home. It's like basketball. Who's got next? This was next goal wins. And for some reason, when that is said, we get pumped up. We start playing on our toes. We're running harder. We're going to the ball. We're winning the 50-50 ball, whatever that's called, right, in soccer. And we're running hard, as I said. We're running on our toes, like in the beginning of the game when everybody comes out and we're not on our heels, trudging and struggling up and down the court. And the next goal wins gives everybody what? A destination. Remember, you want to go somewhere, not nowhere. We could keep playing and playing and playing. But someone said, next goal wins. No one wants to lose. Everyone's motivated, pumped up, playing harder. And so the game goes on until a goal gets put in. And sometimes it's led in by somebody who's in goal, who's so tired they just want to go home and get their breakfast. But nobody wants to lose. Why? Because it's a weak weight, W-E-E-K. And we're feeling weak, W-E-A-K. By the way, I get paid very weakly. I get paid weekly, very weakly. It's a weak weight to redemption. You know, in basketball, we're playing Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, sometimes Wednesday, if it's going to rain Tuesday, etc. So you can get back in the game. It's always. But soccer on Sunday, we got to wait a week. And you think about it. You think about how good you feel, you felt when if you scored that goal, and how miserable you felt if you let that goal in and your team lost. Speaking of basketball, size does not matter. Now, I know it's not what you're thinking, even if you don't use these four-hour little pills and a five-hour energy to get yourself going, so you can get all in, right, for 4 hours, I don't know. Besides, it's not the tool, it's the mechanic. And the reason size is not important, I remember being over in the Philippines, and a bunch of us were playing some basketball, American guys, and there were some local Filipinos who worked with us and said, you know, we can play too. So they go, we got a game going, right? And they said, well, this is good. Why don't you come to our barrio village on Saturday and we have a big thing. We'll have food and we'll have drinks and we'll have a festive occasion and we'll play basketball. And we, you know, I'm not that big, but a couple of the other guys were a little physically bigger, over 6 foot tall. Most of the Filipino men were smaller of size and stature than us. We, the obese American society. Number one, folks! We are number one in obesity around the world. We got to be number one in something. How about that? So we went to play on a Saturday, and we got there about 10, played all day. We did not win a game. These guys wiped us out. They played basic, sound, fundamental basketball. They set screens on us. They pick and rolled us. This is 40 years ago, right? They shot better than we did. They helped on defense better than we did. We thought we could just take the court and win. They wiped us out. So size doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all, even though someone might tell you it does. And it was wonderful. Speaking of the Philippines, that's where I played football, and I told you I was the only white guy on the defensive team. Let me tell you, all this racism stuff, throw it out. It's always put out there by people who are ignorant on all sides. They don't assimilate. They don't associate. They don't participate. They can't relate. They've never done anything with anybody else but themselves, and they hide in their own little world, and it's ridiculous. It's awful. It's scandalous how we are bombarded with everything that turns into a racial issue. Let me tell you something. We sat in the locker room. Boy, I just said something awful. I said, let me tell you something. Like I haven't said anything before. We sat in the changing tent before the game. In the defense, which I was on, we stayed together and the offensive guys stayed together. That was the way we bonded. And I was the only white guy on the team. In the first game, and I made the team, and I got lucky, even though I got there 2 or 3 weeks into their training session, I got lucky. And I was a pretty good player, even back then. I had some skills, had a little quickness. But four guys had a bottle of Thunderbird. What's the word? Thunderbird. What's the prize? 60 twice. Well, they were passing it around. It was a pregame ritual. They had done it before. Some of them have known each other previously from back home and at Clark Air Base in the Philippines. So they started passing the bottle around. It came to me, and it got quiet. And everybody looked at me as if, am I going to just pass it to the next guy? And no. I took a drink, and I had a gulp, and I swallowed, and I was one of the guys. I was part of the whole. Camaraderie. Teamwork. We didn't see color. You think when I'm looking at the Pointer Sisters singing in front of 80,000 people or so, I'm looking at three black girls up there? I could care less. And you should too. Who cares? Look what they are doing. They are taking a gift that they were born and blessed with and letting us rejoice in their world. How great is that? Hopefully they're making a lot of money along the way too and aren't getting ripped off by managers and agents and all that kind of stuff. They have good business support. How great is that? How great is it when you go to a stadium and you see a baseball or a football or a basketball game? Hockey's a little different. They're catching up slowly, right? But who do you see there? All the white people marveling, just reveling, and just enjoying, loving, wanting to be like, copying, emulating, imitating, idolizing all these athletes, many of them who happen to be black. We don't see the color. The kids don't see the color. They see a player who they like. They buy his shirt. They wear his sneaks. They buy his whatever it is. There is none of this. It's as manufactured as any crisis that's given on TV, like the Malaysian plane that was missing and still is, and they covered it for 24 hours, 7 days a week, for weeks, and they still haven't found it, so they had to go on to something else. Some more scandal to keep us away from doing what we need to do and just be human and civil. And encourage and invite people into our world and our lives. You don't have to live with everybody, but you can be part of their whole. You can eat their food. How many people go in looking for a great soul food restaurant or a great Spanish restaurant? Man, I am sick of going to these American-type grill, bistro, gastro pub, whatever other crap that they're selling. Burgers, fries, wraps, paninis. What the heck is that? A little wrap of nothing for $12. I go away hungry and frustrated. I go away hungry and frustrated because there's no good food. And don't get into the Chinese food. I don't know what that stuff is because they don't eat it. When you go to an Italian restaurant, you see Italian people eating there. I got to back away from that. Sorry, folks. The tomato sauce, I get it on the side. It's too much. I'm getting old. The acid rips me apart. You go to an Italian restaurant, you see Italian people there. You go to a Spanish restaurant, you see Spanish people there. Go to a Japanese restaurant, you see Japanese people there. When you go there as a foreigner, right? You say, wow, this must be good if the locals will eat there. How many times have you gone to a Chinese restaurant and see them eating the gloppity glop, sloppity slop that they've been feeding us for decades, generations? They don't eat that because they know it's crap. Just slop and glop filled with whatever they're putting in. You don't know what it is. I'm sure it's good and I'm sure it's tasty and all that stuff, but they don't eat it, but they serve it, right? So what are you going to do? You got to find some place for yourself that is a comfort zone. This racism. You know, let's go a little bit further. Where's the love? Where's the passion? Where's the energy? Right? Music is a great equalizer. How many of you listen to Tupac's words? How many of you know that French Montana, what he's telling you, there ain't nothing more important than the moolah? Well, the moolah is the money. There's no black or white or brown or whatever color of the rainbow people are these days. There's none of that. What he's saying is the moolah, we're all green. right? I quote the Red Fox years ago. Well, some of us are a little darker green. Some of us are a little lighter green. A little humor in there to break the, a little levity to break the stiffness of the racial issue. It's manufactured. It's shoved down our throat. Why can't we take, remember I said before, if people in recovery took half the energy they gave to negativity and put it in the positive world, if you took half of the stuff that goes on out there that's racially fueled and charged, you'll find it's all based on ignorance, like that guy a few months ago who was spouting hate towards black folks, and he found out, or he's 16% black. How stupid and ignorant is, and why does he even get media attention? Because they got to fill 24 hours, and they have to put some controversy out there so people have something to talk about and watch and listen, because their lives are so shallow, because they're not empowered to fight boredom, the enemy of us all. So they watch the box. They don't get up and get out and get going to do something healthy for themselves, like exercise, because we're too damn fat. Can't even take a walk around the block for 20 or 30 minutes. What are we turning into? We are the sheep. We are the puppets. We are the followers. Where's the leaders? Right? And we're going to get the leadership in a minute, because leadership is driving me crazy. They have all these activities and team-building activities and training seminars that thousands of dollars are spent by large and small and medium-sized corporations to train their people so they can communicate. You can send an email or type a memo or be understood when you speak. What the heck is education for? What are they doing in the schools, these folks? They're like the same kids who try to get out of gym class for whatever reason, and now they join the gyms and go to the gym, right? If they join, but they don't go, and they have a treadmill that's now their towel rack for a new towel that doesn't dry you. Maybe I should put the new towels on a treadmill and let them spin around and get that fibrous cotton weave matted down a little so it can hold the water when I come out of the shower. But everything's an event. We got to have an event. And what do they do with these leadership seminars and training sessions and all, right? They play games. And what do kids do? They play games. Well, the people who are going there, who are doing all this team leading, whether they're building a sled or a go-kart or anything that is constructive to get the pecking order established, right? That's all they're doing. They're building, trying to build independence and trust. They blindfold people and have someone else walk them around to a water fountain or to the stairs so you can give exact directions. This is a stair up so you don't step down. That's a scary thing, and that's a good thing to trust. But if you don't trust yourself, how are you going to put trust in something else and have something else put trust in you? So we have all this team building to build leaders, and I strongly doubt if any of it works after the initial training seminars. A couple of people will come back to their office or their work and say, oh, that was really good. And then we go back to our habitual way of doing the same things and falling back into our rut of daily going to work, sitting in traffic, and putting up with a miserable boss or a co-worker. And they have symposiums and forums and seminars and trainings and activities and game playing, right? And it's ridiculous when leaders are supposed to do this. These are the simple things that leaders have to do. First, they have to listen, because they got, just like when you listen, it's the most important part of communication. You got two ears, one mouth, listen twice as much as you speak. Leaders listen. They listen some more and they listen some more. They're visible. They're accessible. They know their subordinates and their names. They might not know your dog's name, but they know you, right? They resolve issues and problems and concerns expeditiously and fairly. Right? And they don't worry about building a paper trail against somebody. They communicate face to face. They come out of the office. They don't do it through email or text. They don't work from home. They're part of the community at work. It's their responsibility. An absentee owner usually goes out of business. There was an ice cream store in a town we lived in, and he had an absentee owner. Well, more stuff went out the back door than the front door. Oh, there was a supermarket not too far from us many years ago. It was the only one in a chain of maybe 50 in the supermarket business, same store, that had to close the store. Why? Because more stuff went out the back door than the front door. You know, they put it in boxes, put it by the dumpster, close up the shop, come around with their car or on foot, and take the stuff home. So leadership. Why do we have to have so many ways of teaching people how to be leaders, to do the simple things in life, which is communicate, listen, act, and be part of the whole, not on the outside looking in, telling people what to do, the things that you won't do yourself? How can you expect positive results and a healthy work environment? You know, and at the end of these training seminars, they join hands, sing Kumbaya, and they go about their way. And as I said, in less than a week, most people go back to doing what they did before, which is safe, predictable, and comfortable. Then there's very little or no follow-up or involvement by all the expert team-building trainers after they leave. You know, they might have one courtesy follow-up. After that, what? You're going to pay some more. Just doesn't work. Just be human. Be civil. Do what you want others to do for and with you. Remember, not to you. Someone doing something to you, it's unhealthy. And get away from it, right? So leaders, we don't have enough of them. And certainly we can't trust in our leadership now. And that's part of the downfall of a society. We talked about the profanity with the cliches and all that kind of stuff. The gap between the haves and the have-nots, it's getting greater and greater. And lack of trust in leadership is rampant. We have scandals all the time. It's terrible. It's a terrible thing. But what's a good thing is, it's the month of June, and we have environmental dates. This June 8th, did that pass? Yeah, that was Sunday, I think, was World Oceans Day. Not Oceans 11, 12, and 13 with those guys, but the world's oceans. We have a day for them. June 15th, that's coming up, is Global Wind Day. Well, straight up, folks, every day for me is wind day because all systems are working, and I think that's good because I think windage emanating from the sensitive, delicate tissue of your body is a healthy thing. Keep it in, and you get this buildup of all kinds of things. You're going to explode or implode. Let it explode, and you'll feel better. So it's Global Wind Day, June 15th. Make a note of it. Mark it down on your calendar because it is special. We went over the June commemorative months last week. We have a few more. An awareness day for June. June 24th is Take Your Dog to Work Day, which is cool. So make sure you take those little bags with you and muzzle them because the dogs are getting crazier and crazier, like people are getting crazier and crazier. And we just have, you know, these terrible incidents with the crazies out there. Get the crazies off the streets. They're not safe. They're dangerous. There's another shooting today out in Oregon. Every day we're fine. Let the weed people, I said it over and over again, let them out of jail. Change the rules, change the laws, make it expeditious. Who's going to take the lead in getting the weed people, the low offending, whatever those things are, legally called, get them out, put them back on the street. They just want to smoke weed for whatever reason. Hopefully it's medicinal. By the way, weed is now somehow associated with helping cure, work, fix, PTSD. So maybe since a lot of these shooters out there are suffering from PTSD because they didn't have a birthday party when they were a kid and no one liked them, they didn't have any friends, and they're shooting up the place, get them off the streets, put them away, give them some weed, and let them be safe in there. They're not going to function in society, and they're ruining it for people to go anywhere. We live in fear. When you have fear, we talked about fear last week. When you have fear, you can't do anything. You're like strapped to the chair, you're stuck to the ground, you're afraid to go out, to be part of it, of what might happen out there because there's so many crazies. Put the crazies away, and they're out there. Let's not worry about hurting anyone's feelings because all the mental hospitals are closing. I don't know where the people are going. They're going on the streets, and they're not taking their meds, and group therapy doesn't work for them because they have a non-caring attitude or they don't go. Let's do something for the people who want to help and be part of it and contribute to society, not take from it, not take life from it. That's the big thing. Make it safe for the kids to go out and play and be kids so they don't get on meds, so they don't go to middle school suffering from PTSD and all the other ailments out there. Let them go out and do what? Play, like the team building does for leadership. building trust and everything. Those are life lessons you learn as a kid on the streets, in the neighborhood, at the parks. Play. Well, now we have to pay to learn how to play. It's awful. And people don't really respond to it because we're too old, right? They're old dogs. New tricks don't work. We go back to our old habits, right? How many people have started to give up something that they know is detrimental to their life and yet revert back to the same behaviors in a short period of time because they just give up? How many people start a diet and start to quit smoking and get off drugs and stop drinking and stop gambling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and go back? The repeat, it's terrible. This is also National Frozen Yogurt Month, National Fruit and Vegetable Month. That's good because things are coming out right now. And since it's warm weather, it's also National Iced Tea Month. So we have frozen yogurt, fruit and vegetables, and iced tea. Hopefully it's decaf tea and made from real tea leaves and not chemically altered. By the way, I had the watermelon. I came home, as I said, I was so hot and humid before and after my shower with the towel that didn't dry. This is the towel that doesn't dry, although I always try and try. Remember that song, Sherry Lewis? This is the song that never ends. This is the towel that never dried. So to get the juices back in, to get some liquid refreshment in, I bought some watermelon the other day, cut it up in pieces, stuck in the refrigerator. It was so cold and refreshing. But it is seedless. So I know it's been tampered with by all the people who are in charge of our food sources and chemically or genetically altering what's going on in our food stores. By the way, weed, when it becomes legal universally, and it will be soon, I just wish I knew what stocks to buy to invest in to make a few bucks legally. In time, it will become destroyed the way cigarettes were destroyed. Because back, after the Second War, cigarettes were tobacco. And do you know how cigarettes were distributed? On the corners of major cities in the country, I guess Philly, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and so forth, they put a nice pretty girl in a nice costume with a big tray in front of her with four packs of cigarettes, little like Crayola crayons at the factory. They give you four packs of samples, and you can have as many as you want, and she'd be there today and tomorrow the next day, and after a few weeks of this, they were gone. And so now, after a few weeks, you were hooked, and now you're going to the bodega to buy cigarettes. That's the way business is generated. Is it any wonder how kids get their drugs sold? A guy goes to a club, gives out a free sample of an e-pill, costs $5. People like it. They enjoy it. They get hooked on it. He gives them a free sample, but tomorrow night, it's $5 or $10 or whatever it is, without a bottle of water, and then they dehydrate and pass out. It's terrible. So weed will be ruined shortly by whoever is in charge of making all the money, which that's what you follow the paper trail, you find the truth. Now, there is some good stories out there. And this kid is graduating. His mother passed when he was six. He was homeless, lived in a shelter. He lived barely from contributions from the extended family. He graduated high school with a 4.65 GPA. He's class valedictorian. Once again, he's homeless, no due to nothing that he did. He has family to stay with, and he's going to graduate. He did graduate a week ago. But he is going to college at, down in the state of Florida in the fall, and he's waiting to receive scholarship money. This is the kind of kid you want to help. He came from worst to first, and it's still pretty bad. This is the purpose, and this isn't, I would even, if I had the money, I'd pay for his college. I'd help him as much as I could, but I have two kids in school myself. That's the purpose of my website, www.connectwithveterans.com, www.connectwithveterans.com. What is it? It's a website for veterans to register and sign up and put all their information about their military service as much as they want, and it's veterans helping veterans help themselves. Because with this VA scandal, it's time for somebody more independent, more of a thinker, more someone who's streamlined, it's more of someone who needs and knows what to do for people and get it done without the bureaucracy, without the red tape, without the delays. Veterans are dying waiting to see a doctor at their VA hospitals. What shame is that, that people are paid to do jobs that they're not doing, that and they're stealing money and getting bonuses for it? That's leadership? Did these people go to those leadership trainings? I bet you not. And it's just one scam after another. And they will resurface in other government-type agencies, like the politicians resurface as an ambassador or a director or a leader somewhere else. Because it's an incestuous fraternity of people who care not about us, we the people. So my website, Veterans Helping Veterans Help Themselves, www.connectwithveterans.com, the money we raise, there is a $25 registration fee and a $10 annual renewal fee. That money goes back to the veterans. We're going to find people like this kid, right, who's a veteran. And you know what? If we had money enough, we'd even help him out too, or people like him, because they need it. They work hard. They sacrifice. They're hurting. They need a boost. Everyone needs help in life. And if there's somebody out there who can help this kid, please, let's do it, right? I can't right now. I'd love to. In fact, if we start something, maybe we'll have a little fun for him. But the veterans, 4,500 female veterans are now homeless. And of those, I think 20-some percent or maybe half of them, I forget the number, were sexually molested and assaulted while serving our country. What a disgrace. What a shame. The VA, shut it down. I'll run it. Very simple. Here's the budget. Here's the money. Okay, we need some people to work and take care of them. But let's get it done. Let's get these veterans their care that they've earned, that we're stealing from. We might as well just pull the plug on them without doing anything and slap them in the face. Guarantee the people who are doing it didn't serve the country. Just like people who brag about not tipping. TIPS means to ensure proper service. It's an acronym, another language thing. But people who brag about not tipping never worked for TIPS. Never worked for TIPS. World Cup soccer starts soon. Oh, it's got a scandal of its own. FIFA, not Fifi's, folks. FIFA, whatever the FIFA is. I don't know what it means. I know. It says more scandals, bribes, and corruptions. What? There's very little to do. But, you know, who's that guy a long time ago searching for an honest man? I don't know. I don't know where he is, but he's still looking. I don't know where they're at. You can find one here at bbsradio.com, Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. We'll give it our best shot. We'll be honest, and I'm not going to tell you, because if I tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. That means everything I said prior to that statement is open and subject to being a lie, being a non-truth. Maybe I misspoke. Soccer, just watch, wait, listen. When a goal is scored, it's jubilant, similar to biological, physiological, and chemical exuberance and pure joy when pollination results in all those swimmers exiting your body, producing relief, endorphins, delight, and a smile on two faces, not the two-face from Batman, either you die a hero or you live longer enough to be a villain. No, the sheer and utter calm that comes from closure and exposure. For many, it'd be a long time coming. Now, with that little blue pill, among other things you can get, the thrills, you can get your thrills as you ride like Jack and Jill up the hill. It ain't a pail of water you desire, it's passion, emotion. A place for you in a chasm. Finally, 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 I'm ready. Are you for a mutual orgasm? Pollination. Listen to the soccer game as the crescendo builds, as the energy goes, as the team is on the surge and verge of scoring, and then hear the disappointment. Oh, when the ball is kicked out of bounds, a defender makes a play, or the goalie saves it. But think of the opposite joy, the pleasure, the release. The biological uplifting, the endorphins being released when a goal is scored. See, success comes so infrequently, we're almost used to failure. But when it comes, we want some more and some more and some more. Not like the s'mores that we make with chocolate, marshmallow, and graham crackers. Here's news hot off the press. The Washington Redskins are going to drop the word Washington from their name. Because it's embarrassing. So they're just going to be called a Redskin. I don't even know why that's an issue. That's that racism stuff. Making something out of nothing. We're going to hurt somebody's feelings. Everybody, be flexible. Keep an open mind. The world is not having everyone be happy about everything that's going on in their world and the world around them. We can be content. We can understand rather than be understood. And some of us need to do that more and more. Right? And you thought murder, killings, extermination of millions was done by Pol Pot, Ceausescu, Milosevic, many others, and the Nazis. Will we ever get the truth about Benghazi? Questions asked, never direct. for those who need a little blue pill or like kind to get and stay erect. The truth is always simple, like squishing a pimple. We are told only what we are supposed to hear. Keep us living in fear. They come at us from the front, side, and rear. Oh, dear! Afraid of retaliation. We stay at and in our station without hesitation. That's no way to build a relation. We get all this from the select few who actually run our great nation, even stealing from our kids with their core curriculum education. The scandal is horrendous. And here's another one. I don't even want to get into the scandals anymore. They're so damn depressing. They are so darn depressing, right? But they're real, and they have purpose in their life, and it's to make us live in fear, which, oh dear, is not good. Here's some random thoughts. We have a few minutes left, I see. Not too much. Oh, 30 seconds? We're done. We're going. Remember, folks, I was once addicted to the hokey pokey, but I turned myself around. This is Marty Ford, live on BBSRadio.com's Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. Power up your power, because the power is in you.